we have tried to follow the principles which we are following. Now, here, all your associates, they have joined us.
Yes.
Sir, that's nice. You are welcome. Very sad.
He's in Honolulu right now.
Sir, what is his opinion? He wants to keep himself separate? From us, from our institution?
He says, he told me several months ago, I'm going to go where I actually belong, and that's the Lord's feet, my spiritual master. I have these disciples, and they're my responsibility, and I cannot make this step until these devotees are fixed up enough so that they will go back to Maya. And he said, this is possible, this is what I need. So we call all the devotees, and he simply wanted to please you, and he would do anything that you asked him to do.
That's nice. So, I think once he wrote me a letter, and I replied. Do you remember?
I heard that. Yes, I saw.
I think that during Purusha Samskara.
Yes. I saw that letter. Mm. It was interesting.
The thing is that we are strictly following the disciplic succession. So, dovetailing. It doesn't matter if he works independently on this principle, but the dovetailing will give him strength, spiritual strength. So, the best thing will be to avankar and follow our principles and work on the officially, he has to accept the spiritual master. That is necessary. So has he got any objection?
No. He left Honolulu at first, and he told me, he told all of the devotees he was going to take the lowest position in the temple, he was going to surrender and defeat the devotees. So he flew to San Francisco. Over 50 devotees went to different temples. The first night, 35 devotees left. Six went to San Francisco on the side. And he came back after a few days and went to stay with Korsinga.
All your brothers, they have seven heads? Seven heads? No.
Yes.
All?
The first morning, Sai told all the devotees. At night, the next morning, came out and he did our first reading in the morning with his long hair and then went back into his room and came out again with his head shaved. He said, anyone who wants to follow my example, please do so. Every boy,
that's nice.
Every boy shaved his head immediately.
I think Sai was present in a meeting in Honolulu last time. And you are all members, some of them are present.
Yes.
But he did not talk with me at that time. And I did not know who was Sai, but Govinda is present. I try to understand that whatever we are doing, it is not concocted, it is authorized. We are following the principle, authorized. Mahajana jena vadasa pandya. The spiritual life is very confidence. Dharmasya tattam nitam guhaya. It is very confidential and nobody can find it out without the help of Acharya. Mahajana jina gatasya. Therefore, the real path is to follow the footsteps of great Acharyas. And
they have come from the Thakur, the sweet Bidwala. They have arranged this Bhagavat Sapta of the Pujya Dongre Maharaj. They are the
will not be so effective.
Right. So can you keep in the morning, because we will get the time in the morning now.
Huh?
We will get the time in the morning. After coming from the this Kirtan, at about 9 we will be returning here.
Yeah.
Then there is no program of anything. And if you like, we may keep at 10 o'clock.
No. We have already fixed up from 5 to 7.
5 to 7, we have already fixed the Sanatan Sevasani.
Yes.
But you want more, right?
No. That 5 to 7 is sufficient.
Yes.
So within that,
yes,
you make some arrangement,
yes,
for hearing from me,
right,
the teachings of Bhagavad,
yes,
or Bhagavad Gita,
right,
continually for some days.
Right.
That will be nice effect.
So we'll direct these bhajans and...
We'll
direct sometime.
Bhajan will be in the beginning, as you have done, kirtan.
Yes.
And then at the last, in the middle.
Middle.
So practically, you have decided to follow our principles. Now do it. Everything is all right.
There is some confusion amongst many devotees who think of Krishna yoga, because for so long, we've been worshipping Sai as God.
Oh, that's not good.
Yes.
Treating as that. Like my disciples give me royal throne and treats me just like a king, but that does not mean I'm king. They offer me respect, that is their duty. But because they offer me respect in that way, if I say, then I have become Krishna. That is not good. It is their duty to offer me respect. As much respect Krishna is offered, more than that. That is their duty. But my duty is not to declare that I have become Krishna. Then it is Mayava. Then it is gone, everything gone. Spiritual master is servant God. And Krishna is God. And because in the absolute field there is no distinction between the servant and the master. There is distinction. The servant always knows that I am servant. And master knows that I am master. Still there is no distinction. That is absolute. Then Vaikuntha, all the inhabitants are just like Narayan. And Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, all the cowards were as good as Krishna. They do not know that Krishna is... They love Krishna intensely, without knowing that he is God. And that is equal. The love is equal, not that one has to know Krishna. God or no God, we love Krishna. Unconditioned. That is it. Although Krishna is the Supreme God, but the Vrindavan Vasi, they do not know that Krishna is God. But their love for Krishna is so intense that makes them perfect. And that is the fact. Prema Kumar Kumaha. We have to increase our love, I will say, so intensely. Vrindavan, inhabitants of Vrindavan, even Narayan, they did not care so much. They offer respect. They love Krishna so much. And that is required. Not to understand what is God, and not to become God, but to love Krishna. But you cannot understand God, neither you can understand Krishna. That is, Krishna is so unlimited. He becomes less, just like human being, human child. That is his grace. But it is not possible to understand Krishna. It's unlimited. If one says that I understood Krishna, he's another fool. Nobody can understand Krishna. But still, one has to intensify his love for Krishna without any deviation. That is purpose. So it is very good that you started the Krishna Yoga Society. The name Krishna was there, that has benefited you. Somehow or other you developed some love for Krishna. That has made you to come to us. That very conception that Krishna is the Supreme Lord has benefited you. Only that qualification. So now you have come, you take it seriously, then according to regulative principle, then your life is better. But if Sai is still thinking of himself as God, that's not very good. Yes. Nobody can be God. This is Mayavada. We are in quality one with God. The substance as we are, the same as God. In that way we are not different. So far substance is like a chemical composition. That is one. One can study Krishna by studying his personal propensity. Just like the characteristic of the father is manifested in the characteristic of the son, or the son's characteristic is manifested in the father. Similarly, all the characteristics of Krishna are with us.
Namaskar. Namaskar.
You
wanted to go out of Surat station.
Oh.
So he came just now.
Go. Because he accepted Krishna, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata. The devotional service, one can enter into the devotional service by the mercy of Krishna and Guru Krishna. So one who is sincerely thinking of Krishna, Krishna gives him good spiritual master. And then, with the cooperation of spiritual master and Krishna, the devotee becomes enhanced in spiritual life. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata. You have read our teachings of Lord Chaitanya. There you find both. So one has to serve parallel Guru and Krishna. To serve Krishna under the direction of Guru, that is perfection. And treat spiritual master as Krishna, but not to commit mistake that he is Krishna. To love spiritual master as good as Krishna, that's nice. But this is Mayavada. If one thinks the spiritual master is Krishna, our spiritual master declares himself that I am Krishna, that is very offensive. That will check further progress in spiritual life. So I reply this letter, it's very good. Welcome, you are welcome, you sincere soul. And follow this regulative principle, chant Hare Krishna. Then officially we shall accept you and work jointly. This Krishna consciousness movement is necessary throughout the whole world. So Sai is intelligent, but you are intelligent. Take it seriously and reclaim the confused boys, those who are passing as hippies. Try to convince them about the importance of Krishna consciousness. They will be saved. Your country will be saved, the world will be saved, people will be happy. It is a nice moment. Try to understand. You have got immense work to do. These fallen souls, these misguided, confused boys and girls, I have got every sympathy for them. They have been misguided. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is specially meant for them. Let them take to this Krishna consciousness. They will get what they are searching after. These confused boys and girls, they are searching after something happy. They will find it in Krishna consciousness. That's the fact. So, I especially request your group to teach these confused boys passing as hippies. So many thousands of boys and girls, especially in America, especially in Hawaii, I have seen. So try to convince them that is Krishna's self. You are practically experienced from your past life to the Krishna consciousness, so you can better convince them. So I write to Sai, you also write, and combine together. Just try to reclaim these confused souls. That will be a service, great service. Don't be satisfied that we have got now Krishna, our business is finished. No. You reclaim your brothers. And that is greater service. So, conjointly, do it. And if Sai comes here, I shall answer the question. We have got very responsible task on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to reclaim these fallen souls. Do it. That will be very nice. Krishna will be very much pleased. Yes. Try to reclaim. Save these boys, save these souls. Otherwise, by laws of nature, the life will be spoiled. Law of nature is very strict, stringent. If you develop animal propensities, you have to become animal. You do not become, you get another facility by animal body. You are always spirit soul. But because you desire like that, your desire will produce a body like that. The laws of nature is so subtle. As soon as you desire something to become, yes, it is. So, the best service to Krishna will be to save these hippies. Somewhere or other, conveniently. The best thing, our process is very simple. Somehow or other, call them, chant Hare Krishna, let them hear, and give them prasad. That's all. You remain pure, and your purity of service, your association will influence them, if you remain pure. And then they will gradually come. All over the world, in India, they have become communists, Naxalites. But I have studied, they are all good souls. Soul always good, simply they are misguided. Soul cannot be not good, because part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna is all good. Their constitution, every soul is good. But by demonic association they become bad. Where is that cloth? I forgot. That one Madrasi gentleman gave. He put it in the closet.
I put it in that closet.
Yes,
in chamber. Certainly in
there. Gauran, that's all.
Question about position of the devotees now, they're living in ISKCON temples. So I told the devotees that we're enjoying ISKCON.
Yes, that's nice. You live just like my other disciples are living. Yes. Then I said, initiative, that's all. I have given them standard, my instruction and my books. So you live according to that. And try to serve Krishna by reclaiming these confused souls, passing as hippies. That will be great service to the society, to your country, and to Krishna. Try to serve. Very good. So, issue instruction, treat them very nicely, they are good souls, immediately issue. Wherever they are gone, you issue later. Yes. It is very Krishna's grace that you have come to us. Because you, somehow or other, you develop a little attachment for Krishna, Krishna has given you the opportunity to come to us. Krishna is so kind. As soon as he sees little attachment falling, immediately gives all facilities. So, they are coming to us, another indication that this ISKCON movement is approved by Krishna. Those who are sincere, they are coming. So keep it very pure. Then all of you will be benefited. He can write to Sai, I will also write. What is his address now?
He's staying at the ISKCON temple, 2016 Cambridge Street. He's staying with Gosinda and Govinda.
Oh, Gosinda and Zidin?
Yes.
That's right. Jai Salman. Lecture one letter tomorrow, immediately post. It is very good that you have come, and we are also pleased. Krishna is pleased, everyone is pleased. Yes. The greatest disservice is to misguide. The people are so called rascal leaders and samis. Simply, they do not know what is the end of life. Simply misguide. misguiding also, people want to be misguided. You see? They want confirmation of their misdeeds. Whatever misdeeds they are doing, they go to somebody, and if it is confirmed, then it's good service.
Accept him as spiritual master, so now that's all finished.
No,
what is their relationship?
Let Sai accept me as spiritual master, and you remain Sai's disciple, but be initiated properly. Or it is Sai's duty to deliver all his followers to me. That will be very nice. As he has surrender all his money, similarly he can surrender all his followers.
It's like in the army.
Yes. And then it is very good for him and for his followers.
He wrote this poem about that to the devotees. Shaved heads, now we're all disciples of Prabhupada. I can no longer treat you externally as my disciples because of the negative reaction of the internal time scale. If you're internally attached, that is fine. Please me by serving Prabhupada and his devotees. Prabhupada must first okay my taking on disciples. He may or he may not. I will follow his orders. If he tells me to kill you all, I will kill you.
That's nice. Very, very good. Good class. Thanks a lot to him. Shikhaguru, Dikhaguru. Initiator, master, and instructor master. So you can treat him as your instructor master. That is allowed. You'll understand, I shall die. Now you live as you are living, everything will be clear. So this chanting of Hare Krishna and thinking of Krishna has made you so much advanced. They are chanting. Yes. I always indirectly encouraged. I asked Gaugamani, was asking whether we shall supply coal and why not? They are chanting, why should you not supply? They're purchasing books, why not? So let them associate with our views and ideas.
So I was teaching mystical yoga for a long time, and I read your books, and immediately stopped. He was teaching Kundalini yoga and Kriya yoga, these processes. One day he came from Oahu to the Ashram on Maui.
That is the best meditation. Very, Krishna has helped you. Now you stick to these things. Very good. I shall reply this later. Now combine together and just save this confused world. You have got immense world in the Western world. Immense world. right side, you are entering body, you are also entering body. Combined together. And the plan is very simple. Somehow or other call them. Chant Hare Krishna and give prasadam. That's all.